Very pleased to have with us now the defensive coordinator of the Browns, Dick Geron, fresh off the golf course. How did you hit him today, Coach?
We had a pretty good group. I don't think we finished in the money. We were probably, we ended up 9 under. I didn't contribute much. We could have been better, but it was fun. It was really a lot of fun.
I mean, I've watched you before. You enjoy golf. This is a game, I mean, that you play and like.
Yeah, I would say I more than enjoy it. I really love playing golf. I got to the game or discovered it for me late and just kind of fell in love with it. So I play whenever I can and really like it.
For someone who the X's and O's of football and all that's involved with that, and that being your job, your profession, is it a good escape? Does it get you away from it, or does the fact that it's competitive bring out the juices of you as the former player and current coach?
I believe all of the above. I've always thought, since I started playing, I thought it was good for me as a coach because it's so difficult, and it's so easy in coaching to tell a player to just do it right, but it's hard to do it right. So there has to be so many things that go into it, you know. And golf is hard. You can just very simply, you can tell yourself you want to concentrate on that ball. It's hard to do. It's
right.
Hard, and you don't do it all the time, and you get angry at yourself. So from that point of view, I thought it helped me as a football coach. And then it is very personally competitive, you know, with yourself. And obviously, if you're playing in any kind of match or competitive match, it's a competitive sport. So it's a lot of fun.
So let's talk about the workouts. You've gone through now mini camps, and this week is the final week of OTAs, really the final week of off-season workouts for players. Give me a sense of your assessment of the progress through now.
Really, really happy with where we are through our through our free agency and the draft. And now we've got our whole team back here, and they've all bought into Coach Pat's off-season program and really are working hard at it. And to not have had one a year ago maybe makes this one seem even more dynamic to us, just because we didn't have it, you know, and we missed that whole year. The guys have really embraced it. I've always really liked our players. Now I think we're deeper and better, and you know, it's just going to – we're in a very tough league and a very tough division, but
sure,
we're a better team than we were a year ago.
Is there anything new that you are tweaking and such that you would be introducing, or is it just more of a I know for the rookies it's all new, but, I mean, for your returning players, is it just reinforcement of what they've already done?
It's that, but there's more too. You know, we always look at the off season. We study other people. We see what they do that we think can fit us and our personnel, and then we try to mix it in and adapt it, and not overburden them with too much stuff. So it's experimentation too, and the guys have really thrown themselves into it.
Browns defensive coordinator Dick Geron joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Firestone Country Club, site of the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. Were you pleased with, given those unusual and very difficult circumstances of a year ago, of introducing a new scheme with no chance to do it other than training camp and the learning on the fly approach to the whole season? Were you pleased with how well everyone sort of grasped things by the end of the year? Did you feel the learning curve was where it needed to be, or were there still some issues in your mind about how much these guys needed to learn and pick up of it?
I'll say first, I love our players. I love the way they approach the game and the way they play the game and the toughness they have and their eagerness to compete. You know, when you only win 4 games, it's just not good enough no matter what. So it was a start, and I know we're better. I know we're better, but I know our division's better too, and we just got to find a way to win. And that's the deal, you know. We would trade whatever success we had for wins.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right. And you've added some players, Frosty Rucker,
yes,
through free agency,
yep.
Jequay Parker. Talk about the impact you can expect those guys, we can expect from them on the D-line and the defense as a whole.
I think that when you think about our division, you think there's tough. There's tough teams, you know, physically tough football teams. We got bigger and we got stronger defensively and we got tougher. We got those two guys that you mentioned, they're tough guys. And to add them to our guys is going to help us a lot. they're the same mentality type player that we have, and now we're deeper. We can play in waves, and when we get to the next wave, it doesn't fall off very far. I think we're just better, but again, the competition always too.
And of course, you suffered a blow with the Phil Taylor injury, the torn pec that he suffered during the offseason. Now you don't have him for it, part of this season, whatever, however long that is, but it forces you to deal with that. How do you envision that process being resolved, and are we, is it a simple matter of just counting on a John Hughes to step in there, or counting on a Billy Winn, or a combination? How do you see yourself patching that?
Well, we're lucky we got Pax and Schaefering, you know.
Yep.
Those guys will compete, and then the draft was really good for us. John Hughes is a solid player, a big player, you know, an inside player for us, and Billy's a quicker tackle. We think they're both going to compete and play. I think they'll get playing time. So we're a lot better off to absorb that blow than certainly we were a year ago. But it's still a blow. Phil really came on for us. He paired with Rube in there, and as the season went on, he learned how to play in the NFL.
Sure.
And he's a good player. So we'll miss him. You know, we'll. There's no way we can't, but we're better in there and better able to absorb it.
And as a whole, your defense seems to be one that, you know, you had T.J. Ward out for more than half the season at safety. You know, you've endured your bumps and bruises and such, and maybe a little more. The constant thing you preach is to overcome that, right? I mean, you have to kind of look at things as you have them, not how you'd love them to be.
Right. The next guy. That's why he's in the league. You know, if there's a backup, he's in the league because we think he can play. He's on our team, and he's got to step up and play. And it's an opportunity. It gives them an opportunity to show themselves, to advance themselves in the league, and push for a starting job. So you got to have depth in our business. It's a tough game.
I know you're never satisfied, even if you had finished last year with the number one ranked defense in the league. The fact was the numbers were strong for this defense, at least in terms of how they stacked up with the rest of the league. And from the team standpoint, I mean, that was the strong suit of the Browns. But I know you want to get a lot better.
Right.
What would be the areas? What would be if you had a short list of priority areas that you want to see besides just better at everything?
Right.
What are some of the focal points?
Yeah, well, you know, like you were maybe said or were alluding to anyway, it starts with wins. You know, we just want more wins. And after that, clearly the run game got away from us in some football games. Now, some very good run teams, but still it got away from us, got a little bit out of hand. So we need to shore that up. And I know we can. Takeaways, you know, we'd like to take the ball away more than we did a year ago. That would really help our whole football team, our defense and our offense, you know, field position every possible way. So those are a couple areas we really need improvement in.
Are you happy, too, by the way, with the overall conditioning that everybody showed up in? And are you pretty confident that this group, when you do shut things down, so to speak, at the end of this week from OTAs and then it kind of goes dark for most of the team until end of July for training camp, that you're going to have a group that's coming in ready to roll?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if they didn't, you know. And it starts, I got to say, I can't go through this without mentioning DeQuell. It starts with that man. And he's as good as it gets in front of that football team and taking them in the right direction and kind of showing them how to work and the effort that it takes. And it's hard for me to believe that they won't come back in shape and ready to go.
Great stuff. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
He is Dick Geron, the defensive coordinator for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Firestone Country Club, site of the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.